The Moose Jaw Warriors are a win away from the second round of the Western Hockey League playoffs. The Warriors overcame a bit of a slow start by scoring four straight goals before going on to a 6-4 victory over the Brandon Wheat Kings in Game 2 of their Eastern Conference quarterfinal in Brandon on Wednesday night. The win gives Moose Jaw a 3-0 lead in the best-of-seven series, meaning a win on Thursday night in Brandon will send the Warriors to the conference semifinal. Brandon looked to have scored the game's first goal 6 minutes in, only to have Jackson Unger make an incredible diving paddle save, but it wasn't long after they'd get one for real. Unger attempted to poke the puck to Lucas Brenton at the side of the net, only for Brandon's Matteo Mickels to pop into the play and jam a shot between Unger's skate and the post. The game's opening goal came 8:33 into the proceedings. The Warriors took absolutely no time to respond. Less than a minute after Mickels' marker, Denton Matichuk eluded a defender at the blue line and got off a shot that Owen Burge was able to tip past Carson Bjarnason for his second goal of the playoffs, matching his entire regular season output. A mere 1:08 later, the Warriors had the lead. Jagr Furkis attempted to dipsy doodle in front, but the puck slipped free to Braden Yeager at the side of the net and the Pittsburgh Penguins prospect got off a perfect hard-angle top-shelf backhand that snuck past Bjarnason to make it a 2-1 game. The Warriors received their first power play 1:07 after that goal, and after being unable to score on their previous 9 opportunities over 2 games, it took only 6 seconds this time around. Yeager found Matthew Savioy in the slot for a one-timer, and his blaster would give the Warriors a 2-goal lead. Furkis drew the second assist on the play and hit a major franchise milestone. The Seattle Kraken prospect now has 17 goals and 37 points in 23 playoff games with the Warriors, taking over the all-time playoff scoring lead from Theron Fleury. The second period was largely a back-and-forth affair for the first 10 minutes before the Warriors broke through again. Savoy carried the puck in on the rush and got off a shot from the right face-off circle that beat Bjarnason 5-hole with 9:27 to play in the period. Denton Matichuk picked up an assist, and with that, he became the playoffs' all-time highest-scoring defenseman in Warriors franchise history, passing Nathan Peach with 4 goals and 23 points in 23 games. Their things stood until the 1:44 mark of the third when Roger McQueen got one back for the Wheat Kings, signaling a flurry of chances for Brandon over the next 5 minutes as the Warriors struggled to regain their footing. The Wheat Kings kept up the pressure, but as is often the case, the Warriors made the most of one of their rare trips down the ice in the first 10 minutes. Connor Schmidt put a simple shot on net that went off a defender in front and skipped top shelf 7:17 into the period, with the goal the first playoff marker in Schmidt's career. Not long after, Brandon ran into penalty trouble, and the Warriors made it a 6-3 game at 8:59 when Matichuk scored on a one-timer to the slot while on a 5-on-3-man advantage. A late Warriors penalty saw Brett Hyland score for Brandon with 2:40 to play and Moose Jaw was caught standing around in their own zone with 1:55 remaining, leading to a Jaden Weens goal that suddenly made it a 2-goal game. That would be as close as the Wheat Kings would get, though, and the Warriors had their 6-4 win. Furkis capped his night with 3 assists, while Savoy had 3 points on the night, giving him 6-3 games. Unger turned aside 35 shots to earn the win, while the Warriors had 41 on Bjarnason. Game 4 of the series drops the puck in Brandon at 6 p.m. on Thursday.